Okay, 9:35 WPTF time. Mike Rayleigh here on the Weekend Gardener, and Steve is with us. Steve, good morning.
I missed talking to Jason this morning. He wasn't answering the phone.
No, he's not with us this morning.
Yeah, I know. I found that out, but missed his voice. We're down to 40 now, but the ones that are blooming are really... really, really good. We got 3.25 inches of rain yesterday. And that really brought things back to life outside.
Yeah, yeah. Finally, we get some rain. It's been really tough. But the daylilies are pretty tough plants, aren't they?
They are, but they still need water. And I've been irrigating.
Yeah.
But they were starting to show some heat stress. That guy that called about the tree.
Yes. What do you recommend, Steve?
There's a tree down at Myrtle Beach that they plant right there at the shoreline. That if he wants something that can survive hurricanes, that little scrubby tree is designed to be a windbreak.
Right, and you know some of that does grow.
I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, some grow. We have a maritime forest here, especially if you go up to where Gerald. No, you don't go up to. You go up to Emerald Isle.
Yes, where
that's that area. You know, as you get into Atlantic Beach, there's all kinds of maritime forests there, and I don't know what type of tree that is. Do you
yaupon holly?
Okay, so the yaupon is native. So I didn't even think of that. And I think that's something I had in my article there.
Drive down Ocean Boulevard, and all the houses are surrounded by those little trees. And I don't care how hard the wind blows, you never see those things uprooted or knocked down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they plant them there. But I just don't know what the name of it is.
I think it's yaupon. It's a yaupon holly. And there's a specific variety, at least one variety, that's native to Ocracoke. And so the yaupons do very well here. I have a huge weeping yaupon.
Call the extension service down at one of the beach counties.
Yeah, that's what I recommended he call New Hanover County.
I missed that, but... it rained. It didn't rain hard here. It just rained steady, and it soaked in really well. I mean, the yard really, the ground around my house really needed the moisture, and it soaked in. I had hardly no runoff at all, except where the concrete in the house is. So, it was a nice steady rain yesterday.
Yeah, I noticed a little hard downpour, but it was very, very tropical, as I've mentioned several times, because it would on and off and on and off, and it would different cycles of it all day, and it was so muggy yesterday, and it is this morning too.
And it's muggy this morning.
Yeah, very,
but,
very much so.
My fig is doing good. It is not. I mean, it is loaded. With squirrel food, I'm hoping to get some out of it. And my pear tree is absolutely just hanging full this year, so I'm hoping to get some pears out of my tree.
Was it Bartlett, Steve?
No, it's a pineapple pear. It's a really sweet pear. When I finally get one, they're really sweet.
Right.
The thing that upsets me the most is the squirrel will take a couple of bites out of one and leave it hanging there.
Yeah, birds do that too. They'll just test things out or get a little moisture.
And my tomatoes are coming in now, and they are just absolutely delicious this year. It's amazing. But we planted some cherry tomatoes, the yellow cherry tomatoes, and they are just absolutely the sweetest things. Apparently the the concentration of the you know the lack of water is concentrating the flavor, because they are the best we've had. So I'm really, really excited. We went to the farmer's market on Thursday for that open house, mm-hmm. for that Summerfest.
Right.
And I was walking through the line talking to somebody in the, you know, like the Miss North Carolina Watermelon. And a guy behind her perked up and said, "You're the guy on the Saturday morning show."
See, we make everybody famous at some point, Steve.
And Monica came up to me and she said, "I thought I heard your voice in here." And she was apologetic about it. She wanted to come out during peak and see our data.
How about that? Yeah, well, she does not have time to see her own family, much less yours.
And she's such a nice person.
She's a wonderful person.
Yeah, and that was a really nice event.
Yeah.
They had some really nice... you could make your own tomato sandwich. The only problem was they only had Duke's mayonnaise.
Oh come on. Come on, Steve. Don't start that.
You'll start a fight, Steve.
Yes, Gerald just sat up in his chair.
What is your favorite mayo, Steve? What's your favorite mayo?
Hellman's.
Oh, Lord
mercy.
Have mercy.
Sakes alive. Cut him off.
If Mama wants it, Mama gets it, Daddy has to eat it too. So, I mean, that's...
So your wife likes Hellman's better.
Yes, she does. She grew up on Hellman.
Is she from around here?
She's from just south of Greensboro in Texas.
Okay, well I don't understand what happened to her.
Yeah.
What happened to you, dear?
Kabam! Right beside your head. Yeah. Steve.
That's right. She can't get to us.
A dairy farmer's daughter.
Oh, mine was too.
Yeah.
Yeah. My father-in-law was a dairy farmer. Yeah. How about that? Well, yeah,
your wife's a dairy farmer?
Her father was a big dairy farmer.
Oh, well, so was hers.
Yeah.
He had 80 or some odd cows that he was milking every day.
What, Holsteins, Guernseys, or Jerseys? Which was it?
Holsteins.
Holsteins.
Yeah. In fact, he was head of the... Longmeadow Co-op, and then he was chairman of the of Flavor Rich when they bought Longmeadow. So
yeah,
he was quite a wheel.
I bet you
smartest man
remember.
I ever met.
Bet you don't.
I'm the luckiest guy in the world to have her as a partner.
I feel the same way.
A great assistant you've got there. you guys don't remember something called the Milk Commission?
I do remember the Milk Commission.
Yeah, Uncle Ralph Scott was the head of it.
Yeah.
And it's a little tiny story. One time we had a man named Larry Ziverink, who owned a grocery store here in Raleigh that many people are familiar with. And the Milk Commission said, you cannot use milk as a loss leader. You can't sell it below a certain price. And so Larry Ziverink said, I'll sell milk what price I want to sell it. And so the question came to my office as Attorney General. He is violating the law. Do something about it. Well, I did something about it. I said he was right. I said the antitrust laws in North Carolina don't allow that. And it did not make my friend Senator Scott very happy. But later the Milk Commission...
It was Carr Scott's brother, Governor Carr Scott's brother.
That's right. But that's my Milk Commission story.
How about that?
I did away with it.
I thought you were going to say you went out and bought a gallon. That's all I would have done about it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh,
he's got milk at a discount.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Steve, take care.
Yeah, you guys. I love you guys.
You have a great day, my friend. I'm glad you're okay.
We're going to probably just stay indoors.
Yeah.
It's going to be real hot again today.
Yeah, it is. Hotter as we get into the week.
To you.
Thank you. Carter is in Durham. Carter Q.
Oh, my.
From the library.
Mike, Gerald, Craig, the Prince of Quince.
Craig's gone. Craig's gone. He's out there in his mountain retreat. So he was only able to. These big wheels, they can only hang in there for an hour with us.
That's right. Mike and Rufus, I had the opportunity to meet the prescient and charming Carolyn Carver at the Durham County Main Library.
Carolyn's is really something. She's quite a gal.
Yeah, and
she's general manager of WPTF, yes, by the way, folks.
Yes. She was kind enough to deliver two boxes of the Summer Weekend Gardener magazine for the reading pleasure of our customers.
Oh, good, good.
And also, after reading that particular issue, I've come to the conclusion that it's time for Mike's gardening book to be published and to come to the public library nearest you.
Well, I'll tell you, I have been writing a little more than normal. Mr. Curtis wanted me to write some articles for various websites, and so I've been writing something every week. It's kind of like a journal in some weeks, but I'm writing the next article next week is going to be about the crepe myrtle bark scale, something that I'm kind of worried about. And because we love crepe myrtle so much, but yeah, thank you. Apparently they used several of those articles in the newer edition, and they're trying to do the magazine a little more often. The our gardening buddies here on the show, I did not want them to have to worry about it more than a couple of times a year. So I'm writing a little more. We're getting them from other sources too. So. It's kind of different.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you. I think most of our issues have been, we're going down towards probably the last 10. And I know Carolyn has said that she's going to make sure that the Durham County Library starts to receive issues.
Wonderful. Yeah. They're, what a perfect place for it.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
So. Just wanted to thank you.
Well, thank you, my friend. We always love hearing from you.
All right. Have a good morning.
Thank you, Carter.
Yes, sir.
Carter
from
is
the Prince of Quince.
Yeah, the Prince of Quince.
Or what was that, the Yard Bard?
The Bard of the Yard. let's get to John and Garner real quickly, and then we'll go to Billy. Billy out at the State Farmers Market. John, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's always good to hear you guys.
Well, it's great to hear you too, John. What's on your mind?
I wanted to comment on the palm thing. I'm like you. I'm totally into palms. I've probably got 7 in my yard. But just to let you know, I've got a Sago palm. It's probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old. It's thriving.
Well, that you're lucky because, you know, it's gotten a little warmer. We can't match the ones that they have at Kiowa Island, but...
Yeah,
or farther south.
Bald Island does have natural growth of bell palmetto, little scrub palmettos.
Yeah.
And I've got a couple of those in my yard.
Who did you say had those?
The Baldhead Island.
Baldhead, yeah.
So that'd be further south, North Carolina coastal area.
You just can't have too many palms. And, you know, if you want to be reminded of the beach, if you've got beach property and you want a little reminder, or if you just love to go to the beach, plant a palm, something that, you know, the Sago palm is really not a palm, but it's very palm-like, and it's very ornamental and exotic-looking, tropical.
Yep. I also have a couple of sable miners, which, you know, don't grow that tall, and they're doing just fine, so...
Yeah, just make sure you take them in. If you got them in a pot, take them in during the winter and cover what you have.
This guy's out in the lawn, and he's doing just fine.
I've got a neighbor who I've never talked to about it, but they have a Sago palm that's gotten fairly large for around here, and they it doesn't really get any sun. It's in a very shady area, but it seems to have thrived.
Yeah. Well, there's a restaurant here in Garner that has the palmettos that are doing okay. And I've got a neighbor who has 5 palmettos around his pool, and they're just as healthy as what you want to see in Myrtle Beach.
Wow.
Go figure.
Yeah, I know. Go figure.
Sometimes they just hang in there.
They do. Well, I appreciate you sharing that with us, John. Yeah. It's good to have somebody who enjoys palms call the show. And I'm sorry you didn't call last week because Rob was a master of palms.
Yeah,
he's a real expert.
Yeah, I hate I missed that. I'd like to have heard.
How about those scary blooms on that palm?
Oh, you're talking? No. Are they blooms or seeds? What did he say they were?
I think somebody said they were blooms.
These yellow growths that come out. I think they have seed pods in them. But that's kind of unusual.
They're
it looks
scary.
like a, another looks like a horror movie.
Yeah.
Well, this will kind of blow your mind. I've got a windmill palm right near my house. I've had for, it's probably 25 years old, easily 30 feet tall, and it's got babies growing in the dirt around it for the first time ever. So I'm going to have a little baby.
Oh, wow. You know, I was wondering about the, if that would could happen around here.
Well, I'm telling you, after 25 years, it's happened, and I've got them, I don't know, maybe six of them coming up around the palm
tree. Yeah. Have you got yours in full sun?
This windmill gets probably partial sun.
Okay.
Sun.
Well, how about that? Well, you know, I guess it does take some time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very unusual. I just love the windmill palm. They have such furry, hairy type bark there that you just kind of want to rub them and pet them.
I want to run from them. It's scary to me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hadn't particularly wanted to do that.
Oh, it's yeah. I mean, they're kind of wiry, kind of like an elephant. Have you ever ridden an elephant, John? I have. I years in the early 80s, I went out to and I rode and I did reports before I got on the elephant. But we rode the elephant from the train to Dorton Arena when the Ringling Brothers thing came through. Bill Leslie from REL, he was with REL Radio at the time. He was not on television. And he tried to use a two-way and do reports, live reports, and he almost fell off. I mean, there was nothing to hang on to but their hair. And they do have these wiry hair up there. Yeah. But I'll tell you, I've never been so scared. I've ridden in a race car 150 miles an hour, but this I was strapped in there. I was not strapped on here with that elephant.
Glad you didn't fall.
But that's the way a windmill palm, the outer texture feels like.
Yeah, it does have a distinctive look versus any other.
Sure does. John, thank you very much.
Yeah, enjoy your show.
Bye. All right, we need to take a break, don't we, Colin? Yeah, we'll do that. We'll be back, and then we'll talk to Billy. All right, we're back for a couple of minutes. Big John is with us. We're going to go to Billy after the news. Big John, what's going on, brother?
Hey, good morning, Mike. How you guys doing?
Have you eaten breakfast? I'm hungry. Somebody started talking about eating breakfast at the beach is the best thing in the world, and I agree.
Well, I have to concur. Let's go.
Yeah, I know. I need some ham.
Well, we had a good lunch yesterday. Where'd Gerald and Mike, Big John took me to.
I just want to wish Rufus a happy birthday.
Well, he took me to the wonderful.
Hams. It was yesterday. Your birthday was yesterday. I almost forgot. We're going to have to find a happy birthday song. Yeah, here and sing happy birthday.
Well, I enjoyed that flounder, and then I went out and floundered around the rest of the day.
That was on point, wasn't it? I tell you that.
It was on point.
Where did you eat?
Pam's.
Oh, at Pam's.
We had flounder at Pam's.
Oh, okay.
Gave it a brand.
How about that?
I want to wish Rufus a happy birthday. I'll sing you a quick song and let y'all go to the top of the
Sing hour. It. Sing it, John.
Happy birthday, Rufus. I wish you many, many more. That's all I got for you. So.
Well, that was good. I was liking that.
Well, we'll see if we can match that or exceed it coming up in the next hour.
Can't do that, Mike.
Well, tell my boss hello, Cheryl.
I'll tell her. Well, she's limping around.
Huh? Yeah, don't let her kick you with that boot, John. That'll hurt. Kick you right in the shin.
That looks like a mule foot.
Don't tell her that.
Oh, I said foot. Let's be clear.
Yeah, all right. Well,
all right, you brothers have a good one, but we'll talk to you soon.
All right, John, take it easy now.
Thank you, Big John.
Go find me some country ham.
Okay, bye-bye.
Some scrambled eggs and country ham, biscuits.
Big John's going to eat his country ham. And
man, I need it. All right, we'll be back after the news.